Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ezra chapter 8, verses 21 through 23. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request from the king troops and horsemen to protect us from the enemy on the way, because we had said to the king, "The hand of our God is favorably disposed to all those who seek him, but his power and his anger are against all those who forsake him." So we fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty.
The key to the good things in life. Perhaps that sounds like a self-help book, promising comfort and wealth if you follow 10 easy steps. But when you consider how our culture defines the good things in life, you'll realize that the correct definition, God's definition, isn't the same. Truly good things are achieved only by seeking him. When those of us who trust in Jesus Christ make God our top priority, we can expect him to bless us. We can have a deep love relationship. Those who earnestly seek God learn to know him intimately and experience an amazing sense of oneness with him. He will give us a sense of satisfaction. Only the Lord can fill the empty place in every heart. All earthly pursuits of pleasure or purpose fade in comparison to the satisfaction found in enjoying his presence. And then there's joy. Seeking God results in joy that circumstances can't steal, since it's based on our relationship with Christ. And we'll also have God's help. The Lord's hand of favor is upon his children, and he delights in coming to their aid and providing for them as they delight in him. Are you experiencing these good things, or have other pursuits sidetracked you? Your thoughts reveal your priorities. If you habitually go all day without thinking of God, you're not earnestly seeking him. But when he's the delight of your life, you won't be able to forget him.